the global phenomenon, It Ends With Us.
We all have an idea of what love can be.
Is finally here.
If you had a daughter,
what would you say to her?
Starring Blake Lively.
We break the pattern, or the pattern breaks us.
It Ends With Us. Only in cinemas now. Rated 15.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're like, hey, wait a minute, I didn't hear part one. Guys, it's because we put out a lot of recaps. Go back and listen to part one, okay? It's before this one. Bye. Enjoy the show.
Okay, so then we go to Chanel getting her glam, and she's still stewing about Stanbury, and she's like, I've really tried to get to know Stanbury, and now look at everything. I cannot believe it. I put so much work into this relationship. I will never forgive her.
And like, just in case people forget, this is just Chanel not wanting to deal with the fact that she really was the one that fucked up in the situation, and it's just easier to be mad at Stanbury than at herself, let's be honest.
I mean, Stanbury did fuck up. It wasn't cool to share that voice note with everybody. It wasn't her thing, but it is pretty funny watching Chanel get this crazy over it when it was her bad.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, maybe Stanbury maybe like stepped out of line a little bit, but it's like not to the point where it's like the friendship ends over it, right? Like, and we see in the flashback a little bit later, it was brought up casually with a fun, like, ha ha ha. And then, you know, they joked about, like, let's bring it up in Bali. So this was not like a vaulted
secret. They did
joke
about it. And something else that is really weird is that Chanel said last week, what she was so pissed about was that she told Lisa before the dinner about the voice note. And she said, someone sent me this voice note and they're giving, no. She said, people are giving me pressure to play the voice note at the dinner. So she told Lisa, and what she got mad about was that Lisa pretended that she'd never heard of it and that she was suddenly so betrayed, and that now she was saying she can't trust Chanel and she's so betrayed when Chanel told her all of this beforehand. So it's all very confusing,
well, also,
and I'm not really sure what's going on.
And also that Lisa is acting like she just shared the voicemail because she wanted a clarification about who they're talking about, when, like, Sarah is the one who showed that, like, no, it was pretty obvious we were talking about Talene the whole time, or whatever it was, and now Lisa's going to play, like, oh, what? I had no idea. I wasn't being messy on my end. I was just asking for clarification from Chanel, even though if you really wanted clarification, you could have just asked Sarah, like, wait, are you talking about Talene here? You know, like, it's like they've all kind of messed up, and they're all blaming each other, someone else, for the reason why they messed up.
Well, and then it leads to the question, is it because not all the voice notes were sent? Like, did Sarah send some voice? Did Lisa only share the voice note that was confusing, and that's why there was no context to understand it? Or did Chanel just misunderstand the whole thing? It's like, it's kind of confusing, but it's not,
it's also like
mysterious enough to like stay interested in it, but
it's also so stupid that the fact that like friendships are going to end over this, like, this, like, we know that Chanel and Lisa are like no longer friends, and I think this is the root cause of it. This is where things start to go awry, and to know that this is what caused it is so ridiculous.
Well, it seems like it, because it is like a petty little thing. But if it is true that Lisa was saying, okay, I know about this voice note, you should bring it up at the dinner. And then the minute Chanel does, Lisa goes, oh my God, you betrayed me. How could you betray me? And then throws this big sobbing fit, like she's just been wronged by her best friend and she'll never be able to trust again. I can see why Chanel would be like, fuck you, using me for a storyline. I thought we were friends, and now you're going to villainize me to get like more, you know, airtime. Fuck off.
Yeah, I think it's just there. If this is truly what leads to their break as friends, then there's deeper issues at play for sure. Anyway, where were we?
Or it's Housewives.
Or it's just Housewives.
Yeah, or it's just Housewives-ery. So now they're going to their activity days. So we've got some of the ladies doing the ATVs, and it is just wacky times, guys. It's wacky.
Yes.
And then the others go to Stambury and Chanel go to their swing.
Yeah. So the ATV people are assembling, and they're going to get on these. By the way, I am not an ATV person. None of this looked appealing to me whatsoever. I'm like, wow.
Hold on. Wait for the shock to just wash over the audience really quickly.
Gosh, you know what I would love to do is get on a vehicle that famously flips over and breaks people's necks. And let's do it. And this time, let's ride it through like giant puddles of water and mud. No.
One thing Ben loves, danger.
Yeah.
Ben loves danger.
What is the thrill from an ATV?
Ben loves pointless danger.
What is the thrill? Where does the thrill come from? Let's not forget Invite Only Cabo, where that girl got thrown off of her ATV and wound up in the hospital.
Had fun. She'd do it again.
Let's just not forget that show in general. It was an overlooked
it's a great
classic.
Show.
It was so good. Why did they not bring it back? It was such a good show.
Yeah. Okay, so then Stambury and Chanel make small talk at the swings, and then they finally get into it, and she's like, look, you know, we've gotten to a really good place, and the message went left for both of us. You know, it was not how I expected it to go, and I didn't know it was from Lisa. Had I known it was from Lisa, I wouldn't have done that to you. You know, you didn't tell me it was from Lisa. I don't know who to properly villainize if you don't label the people, darling.
But right? I trusted you, and you called me out, and I was like, what? And I have my best friend who is pissed with me, because she feels like, hey, I sent you that voice note for you. So now Lisa is like, I don't trust you, which I never had someone say that to me, and you blindsided me, and like, you didn't have to throw me under the bus like that without talking to me.
By the way, has the Apple Corporation ever been more proud, you know, that their voice note feature is finally being talked about in a relevant way? Because no one, like, we all hate voice notes. No one likes to receive them. And to hear it now talked so intensely about in a pop cultural setting, Apple's like, finally, we've been waiting years.
Finally getting this thing off the ground. Years
for this thing to sound like
now it's a normal part. Now just Apple Vision each other.
We've been waiting for years for this thing to sound like it's a normal part of like contemporary discourse, is to send voice notes to each other.
Yeah. I remember I sent you that Apple Vision of myself riding a camel on the moon. I could not believe you shared that with
Lisa. And then you sent her my Apple
Doodle. Finally, we're getting this thing to work.
You sent her my Apple Doodle. I couldn't believe it.
My Apple Doodle. I cannot believe you sent her that slow picture of a drawing of a heart going.
So,
has anybody ever made anything with that other than a heart? That's the only thing I know how to do with that, where you draw.
Yeah, remember it? God, I hated those things. And there was a period of time where they would come up, like, they were really trying to push it, so they'd come up accidentally. So, like, there's so many accidental little doodles you send to people. And by the way, Apple voice notes, they are trying to make that a thing, because I can't tell you how many times I pick up my phone and it's been recording me. Like, oh, you wanted to send a voice note, didn't you? I was like, I was just walking around my kitchen for 10 minutes and now I have a 10-minute voice note that's about to be sent off to my mom. You know, like, stop and erase.
Oh, yeah. I do that all the time. How many times
you look down at your text message and it's been recording you for five minutes, right?
Yeah, a lot. A lot of times. And it's never recording anything good, because when I think I'm not being recorded, I mean, I'm like this normally. Can you imagine what I'm like just walking around the house puttering? Constant, crazy. Okay. Okay, so basically Stambury is just apologizing, and she's like, that wasn't my intention. I didn't mean to blow up your relationship. She goes, well, then what was your intention? Well, it wasn't the intention, because she didn't know it was from Lisa. So,
I was just trying to have a little bit of fun at Sarah and Brooks, that's all. I was trying to humiliate them, not you and Lisa. You don't understand. Have you ever heard of the concept of friendly fire? It happens, okay? So Stambury is like, you know, she knows this was to poke a little fun at Sarah. And by poke a little fun, I mean humiliate her, make her cry, make her leave the dinner party, make her leave the show. I don't know. And she was having a laugh with me when she told me this. And this is where we see the flashback of when Chanel brought up the voice note to her and to Lean. Like, it was at this point, it's out there, it's public. If it leaves that sphere of protected sphere of voice note privilege, it's on you. You're telling too many people.
Yeah. And Stambury's like, yeah, she's mad at herself, basically. And Ayan says, you know, I started to trust you, and Lisa was like, she's going to screw you over, so don't trust her. And I didn't listen, and then you did. You know, you did exactly what she said. And one of my favorite things in the world is when people tell me they trust me because I've never done anybody like that. Yeah, but you did. You
just did it.
So, I mean, like doing all these monologues, I get why you're hurt and why you feel stupid. And nobody likes to get yelled at by their friend. But you were the one who did that.
Stenberg's like, listen, how can I explain this to you? Last season, everyone had high expectations for me, and I was kind of a flop, and you were the fan favorite. This season, I'm just trying to get in with the fan favorite again. Why would I jeopardize that? I've done so much work. Why would I just throw it all out over a voice note? Do you understand what I'm trying to say here? I was not trying to embarrass you.
Yeah, and so basically, Chanel finally accepts it, you know? But she's like, because Stanbury says, we don't have to become best friends right now. Let's just take a step back. But I really am sorry. I'm not going to bother you. And she's like, okay, I love that. So then Chanel goes, do I regret playing the voice note? No.
Okay.
Because that's what you go out when you, that's what you do when you go out with your friends and you connect about something stupid and silly. And so now that she's forgiven Stanbury, she's like, now what I'm bothered about is seeing Lisa in a different light because she called me out and said she doesn't trust me.
And she's, so now she says, maybe I'm hating Stanbury because I hate the feeling of how I felt that night, which is, I think, not a bad theory. I think it's easier to hate Stanbury because they don't have as good of a relationship. But the truth is she realizes she feels hurt by Lisa, regardless of whether or not it's entitled. She does feel hurt by Lisa, and that makes her, that's an uncomfortable place to be in. So it's just easier to focus that energy onto Caroline. But now, Caroline, the thing is this, Stanbury gave a really good apology. Like, she did not, there was no buts, there was no try to see it from my point of view kind of situation. She just kept on apologizing, and Chanel, when Chanel was protesting, she just kept on apologizing and being like, you know, I can't make you trust me. You just have, like, you know, we're just going to have to see what happens. But she just was like, she apologized sort of so relentlessly that Ion kind of had no other choice but to kind of accept it. And that's when she, you know, realizes like, okay, well, I can't really be mad at Caroline anymore. So it makes me kind of have to confront my feelings about Lisa.
Yeah. So then back to the other ladies, Sarah loves, I love riding ATV. In Dubai, I'm addicted to it. It's a good way to release some adrenaline and get rid of some stress. You know, for someone so peaceful, Sarah is having to scream into a lot of pillows and waterfalls and get on very dangerous thrill ride adventures. Yeah,
that's a good point. And then they come across a cow. Our note taker, Jessica, described the cow as an agile cow, which I think that's a good way to put it. An agile cow approaches them, and this cow is not happy. This cow is like, this cow is the equivalent of the lady saying like, okay, if your ball gets onto my porch, I keep it. I'm keeping this ball. And this cow is like, I'm sick of this ATV coming into my backyard. Okay, you want to come into my backyard? You're going to get a piece of me, okay? This is my little piece of dirt, okay? Don't come here.
I love when humans see cows and they're like, oh my God, it's a cow. That's so scary. Get away from the cow. What do you think the cow feels like? You're going to eat it. You're going to grab its tits and just start poking them. You're going to force it to get pregnant, steal those babies so they can keep giving you shit for your cereal. Get the fuck out of here. You're scared of a cow.
We do way worse things to cows than they do to us. That's for sure.
Team cow. They're like, the cow's going to charge. I was like, team cow, 100%. Talina's like,
remember bad cow disease? This motherfucker had it. So that cow does charge at them, which is great. And
I love Talene trying out all of her new material on the show.
What's the deal with cows? Am I right? Utter madness.
God, cows. Wow, that cow's really getting some camera time, huh? Way to milk it, cow.
I wish that cow would just move.
Okay, so now back to the swing. They're joking like, oh, any last words before we go over the swing? And so they do the swing, and it changes their life because it's really beautiful. And Chanel doesn't. She goes, oh, no, it's beautiful. It's so beautiful, Caroline. I'm having like 1% forgiveness in you.
She goes, oh, great. And then Caroline does it, and she's just like, oh, disgusting. So now the ladies finish their ride and they head back to the villa. And Lisa's like, so how was the swing? And Chanel's like, oh, I actually thought it was going to be scary. But like, once you get out there, it's so beautiful. She's like, well, glad you guys had fun. We got chased by a cow. She's like, oh, it was hard when we first sat down. But I was telling her what happened. But we're good. We had fun after that. So Lisa's like, you know what? Ayan and Stanberry, I'm stepping away from it. And I'm going to let them deal with their shit because I want no part. I was like, oh, okay, well, thanks for that update.
And then Saba and Sarah are talking about what to wear later. Tropical suits, shawls. I don't know. That's what they're talking about. And then Saba's like, are you okay? You seem really stressed. Is it because you hate the culture of the people here?
Do you need to go on another ATV ride to release some of that anxiety? And Sarah's like, I'm very stressed. You know what? I have some issues in conflict with Akeen, my not boyfriend, who I want to move all the way to another country. And Saba's like, what's the problem? Well, he got really upset because I'm going to do a podcast. And the guy that wants to do a podcast, like, he's a sports figure and he has shirtless pictures. And so Akeen's like, a woman should not be on a podcast with a guy who has shirtless pictures. And I'm like, what? I'm getting paid $45,000 to be on this podcast.
A, no, you're not getting $45,000 to be on a podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
What are you talking about?
Well, unless it was like...
What the fuck are you talking about?
Is it like a podcast deal or is it just like a guest spot? Because if it's a guest spot, no, you're lying.
Yeah, and you know what I'm doing right now, right? I'm sorry that I got quiet, but I'm Googling...
I thought you were like...
Real Housewives Akeem.
Yeah, look it up.
Let me see.
Well, by the way, let's not take away from the point that, like, this is absolutely, like, horrific behavior on Akeen's part. Like, fuck you, Akeen. Like, as much as Sarah is like, so full of it on so many matters, like, she gets to decide what she wants to do, and you don't get to be a possessive piece of shit. And by the way, you're the one who's shirtless on the gram, so you better get over it, sir.
Well, that's what I'm looking up to see, if he's shirtless in all of his pictures. Because, I mean, he's an Instagram trainer, so I'm sure
he's shirtless on this show. Doesn't even matter. They have flashbacks of him shirtless in the pool of this show. Okay? Someone is allowed... By the way, people take off their shirts in life. It happens. So Sarah is allowed to...
Well, especially when they work that hard on it. It's like asking Picasso to walk around with curtains to put over his paintings. That's not what he does. It's art. Okay, what I mean? It's like asking Toline to not share her beautiful voice with the world. You are the wind beneath my wings.
Besides, Akeen.
Gotta do it, guys. Share your arm.
The moment Sarah shows up on that guy's podcast, it's going to go in the tank. It'll be the lowest rated episode.
Yeah. Sarah's so fishy, though. I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. So she's like, I don't know if they broke up. And so now she's like, this is Akeen. Who knows with her? But I'm shocked. I'm shocked that it didn't work out with Akeen. Let's just leave it at that. So then.
You should do something about it. Thanks, Saba. Thanks for that. Insight. And Sarah tells us, after I get back from Bali, I have a big podcast scheduled. It's about my awakening experiences and my entrepreneurship. Which, of course, I'm going to discuss with an athlete, where I get to share my experiences with people so I can help everyone in the community. And I get a phone call from Akeen, and he gave me, like, an order. He's like, this podcast, you think that you're doing? You're not doing it. So, actually, it sounds like she has a podcast deal, and she's invited this athlete on, and the athlete is shirtless somewhere.
Well, who else would be doing a podcast about awakening experiences other than a guy who's not got a shirt on? Like, hello, does Akeen know how this works? Okay, look at the charts.
I want to talk about my awakening experiences and my entrepreneurship, and I want to share my experiences with only hot people. There's someone I used to follow on Instagram who was like just a hot guy, and he started up a podcast, and it was like all about relationships, and the only people he would have on his podcast were other like models, and I just thought it was so funny, like models talking to models about relationships. It's like, I don't know why, it's like the only people who have insight on relationships and life are other models.
Our models. Yeah. It's really hard being with someone whose hotness is like similar to my own.
It's been a good week for that sort of commentary. You know, what was the other show we just watched with that? Below Deck. When Gail is talking about her biggest insecurity is driving a tender boat. And you mentioned how
hot. Yeah. My biggest insecurity is letting the tender boat down or whatever she said.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
My name is Georgia King, and I am thrilled to be the host of And Away We Go, a brand new travel podcast on Wondery Plus, where we'll be whisked away on immersive adventures all around the world. Where we go, what we do, what we eat, drink, and listen to will all be up to my very special guests. We've got Ben Schwartz taking us on a whirlwind trip around Disneyland. We'll eat a bowl of life-changing pasta with Jimmy O Yang in Tuscany, Italy. And how do you feel about a spot of sugaring off with Emily Hampshire in Montreal? And away we go, we'll immerse you in some of the wonders of the world.
We're going to be seeing some yellows and vibrant oranges.
And the shoes clicking against the cobblestone.
If you're looking to get somebody in the mood, have them look at the Chicago skyline.
You can listen to And Away We Go exclusively with Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Georgia, do you know what joy sounds like?
I think I'm hearing it right now.
Divorced, beheaded, died. Divorced, beheaded, survived. We know the six wives of Henry VIII as pawns in his hunt for a son, but their lives were so much more than just being the king's wives. I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. And we're the hosts of Wondery's podcast, Even the Royals. In each episode, we'll pull back the curtain on royal families, past and present, from all over the world to show you the darker side of what it means to be royalty.
We rarely see Henry VIII's wives in their own light, as women who used the tools available to them to hold on to power. Some women won the game, others lost, but they were all unexpected agents in their own stories.
Being a part of a royal family might seem enticing, but more often than not, it comes at the expense of everything else, like your freedom, your privacy, and sometimes even your head. Follow Even the Royals on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Go deeper and get more to the story with Wondery's top history podcasts, including American Scandal, Legacy, and Black History for Real.
Welcome to The Offensive Line. You guys, on this podcast, we're going to make some picks, talk some shit, and hopefully make you some money in the process. I'm your host, Annie Hagar. So here's how this show's going to work, okay? We're going to run through the weekly slate of NFL and college football matchups, breaking them down into very serious categories like no offense. No offense, Travis Kelce, but you got to step up your game if Pat Mahomes is saying the Chiefs need to have more fun this year. We're also handing out a series of awards and making picks for the top storylines surrounding the world of football. Awards like the He May Have a Point Award for the wide receiver that's most justifiably bitter. Is it Brandon Ayuk, T. Higgins, or Devontae Adams? Plus, on Thursdays, we're doing an exclusive bonus episode on Wondery Plus, where I share my fantasy football picks ahead of Thursday Night Football and the weekend's matchups. Your fantasy league is as good as locked in. Follow The Offensive Line on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can access bonus episodes and listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So then Sarah is like, you know, Saba is like, you know, like, if you're financially providing, fine, but there's not even a valid reason. He doesn't even have a reason.
Wait, by the way,
and she's very upset.
That's not, no, it's not fine. Even if you are financially providing, that's not fine. She's like, well, if he'd been paying the bills, then sure, he'd be allowed to tell you you can't go onto a podcast. But he's not even doing that. No, he's not allowed to say what podcast you are and aren't allowed to go on, no matter how much money he's contributing, which, by the way, is currently zero.
Yeah, but that's why I don't like hearing, and I'm actually glad to hear this conversation of fuck this guy, because it really bothered me hearing the conversation they had before where she's like, I really just want Akeem to be a traditional man and take care of me and pay for everything. And I'm just going to be the traditional woman. I just hate hearing shit like that. I really hate it. And so I'm glad that that's mostly phony and that the second anything like that really happened, because that is kind of traditional where the man's like, I'm a big jealous beast and you can't go out with other hot men. That is offending my manhood. What will other men think if I let you around to shirt this man? And so I'm glad to hear that that's all bullshit on her part. And when it really comes down to it, she's like, oh, fuck off. I meant you pay for shit. I don't mean you get to tell me what to do, because that part really pissed me off last time.
So she says, I mean, he says this guy is not good. He doesn't like him. He doesn't know him on a personal level, but he said this guy had a crazy lifestyle. And like, what do I have to do with it? I'm like, just doing my job. Which makes me wonder, like, Akeen seems like he's a real dick. And so I am very anti-Akeen right now, despite him being super hot. But I also wonder, like you said, Sarah sometimes, like, I never really know what to believe from Sarah. And it makes me wonder, like, was he saying, like, you shouldn't have this guy on your podcast because he's, like, he's garbage. And he's going to, like, it's going to be a bad look for you. And then she's saying, giving us this version. But I also don't want to, like, not believe what she says, because this guy sounds like he's a total dick. So I don't really...
I'm leaning more towards
here's what I've learned. Dick,
and I'm trusting Sarah on this one, but I also am like leaving the door open to hearing another perspective.
This is what I've learned to do with Sarah's storylines is not overthink them.
She's a doctor, okay? She's a doctor.
It always leads me into some moral quandary, and it doesn't seem like it would with Sarah, but it's like, what is she even talking about? And is this true? And some of the religious stuff and some of the calling the police, I've just found it's just better to kind of assume she's just kind of full of shit and just roll with it and just let it wash over me and then move on to the next scene.
So Saba's like, well,
at some point I'm going to be flying through that place and I don't want to be imprisoned.
So Saba is like, well, I mean, he's not shirtless on the podcast with you. Also, you have your clothes on. Okay, I'm about to write a very sternly worded letter to Twitter about this. And Sarah's like, well, I don't understand. I mean, why do I have to lose for him to be happy?
So Sarah's like, well, this is your work, Sarah. You don't work with women. You work with men and women. What will Akeen do if he finds out that you also work with other men who eventually will take off their shirt? Because that's really the only way to take a shower, isn't it? I mean, if you really want to get in there in all the crevices.
I just can't believe this hot guy who really is just all about his body that I met at a bar in a faraway land turns out to be not such a good person. I can't believe it. I can't believe an Instagram and thought. Sarah's like, only okay.
Sarah's like, he does not believe that men and women can be friends. But aren't you only friends? Haven't you been saying that for 4 weeks? I'm so confused. So Saba's like, well, this is work. Is he paying your bills? Is he paying your son bills? And she's like, no. Then why is he affecting your work and your financial numeration for your hard work? Please, Akeen, stay away from the numeration.
Yes. Yes, he's... Listen, why is he affecting all of your quote-unquote work? What is your work again, by the way? Because apparently I'm a business partner and I still don't understand what we actually are doing. Anyway, that's a different discussion.
Yes, but that's why I'm feeling upset, Saba. She goes, well, I don't mean to have a go at you. I just want to call him and I want to shout at him. You're letting him control you. You're letting him ruin you. And I want to say you can only ruin this woman if you pay her electric bill.
Yeah, it's just stressing me. And then, like, I'm away from my work, quote-unquote work, and I'm away from my kid, and it's just, like, so much. It's so much. Do you know how hard it is to be away from my desk that's very dusty because I don't do anything on it? What is Sarah's work again? What is she? She's coming. She has a product that she's coming to market with. Is that what it was earlier this season?
Girl, nobody knows what Sarah does. I know that
seminars.
I Googled her one time. There was kind of a deep dive. Yeah, and she does some kind of seminars where she's like, come out here for $10,000 and we'll, you know, make clear your energy and you can scream into a water fountain until all of your trauma is gone in five minutes.
Yeah, last season she had something like that, right? So
it's like a drive-through car wash for trauma.
Imagine if she just had a car wash. She's like, I have to get back to the car wash. You know, it's a lot of sand in Dubai. People need their car washes. So,
trauma wash. They can call it a scar wash.
So now everyone's getting ready. People are decorating. And Caroline Stanbury has bought a whole bunch of penis bottle openers. And she goes, you know, I found a penis and I found another penis. And, you know, in Bali, they worship the penis, you know. So then she tells us that, by the way, these are wooden penis bottle openers, so Bravo does not have to blow them out because they're not sex toys. And after getting over the initial shock of going to Bali and seeing penises everywhere, I then understood that it's something spiritual to them. And it was just so refreshing to see all these penises after living with a giant pussy named Sergio. So they are meant to bring strength and money and things like that. They pray to them.
So then Chanel is, so now they start talking about the legality of penises in Dubai, and Chanel's like, well, I can't take this to Dubai. It's illegal to have a penis that is not connected to the human body.
And Sarah's like, yeah, oh, if you're in the Dubai airport with these things, they will be confiscated and you will be warned. And Stanbury's like, I know a lot of girls who've gotten into trouble, quote unquote trouble, as you say, but you get taken off and it gets taken away. That's all.
So funny. So then they're talking about Sarah being, she's still stressed. Oh, yeah. No, they're still talking about dildos. So Stanberry's like, oh, yes, I've known a lot of girls who've gotten into, well, not trouble. I wouldn't say that about Dubai because we never say that about Dubai on this show. But, you know, they weren't celebrated. They were taken off and given stern warning and their penises were taken away.
The amount of dildos they confiscate in the Dubai airport, you have no idea. So Lisa says, yeah, I got caught coming through with like a little vibrator because I was traveling. So obviously I need my vibrator when I'm traveling. Which then has me questioning, what is going to happen with all these bottle openers? They just bought them, they're going to leave them behind? That feels wasteful.
There's some employee at the Dubai airport that's just like, has a dick room at home. They've just got piles and piles of dicks.
DSA, Dick Security Administration.
Like when weed became legal and everybody started putting it in their bags and somebody at LAX or the Texas airport just has like piles of my weed that I would take through that.
There's someone selling those. Selling those out of Dubai, I guarantee.
Yeah. It was like a black market dildo shop from the airport. They're like, wait a minute. I got a dildo from you and I have a peanut allergy. How did my peanut allergy get triggered from that dick? Oh, it's from the airline, isn't it? God damn it.
Someone had it in their
getting a half price dildo again. That means
someone had it in their carry-on. They had it in their personal item while they're eating snacks. They're like,
they had it on the plane.
They had it in their little purse. Like, hold on, I'm just gonna have some snacks here. These peanuts are delicious. Let me check on that dildo. Just touched it. Okay, back to my reading.
Well, yeah, because everybody just carries it in their purse, it sounds like. So, yeah, they were rifling through their purse and they probably touched the dildo. And then that eventually went in somebody. And God knows what happened.
Oh, dear.
Guys.
So a palm reader comes in, an energy palm reader comes in. She's going to read the energy off their palms. So she enters. She seems very nice. And she does Sarah's reading. She goes, okay, this year, love, not good. Only your sadness. Like lots. Oh, I'm seeing this line says podcast not going to work out. So think about that. Also, be careful with somebody because they make you sad and angry. Right here, this line, this wrinkle says great body. Great, great body, but kind of a dick. So maybe leave that person. And this one over here says, podcast still not working.
This is my favorite psychic ever on Bravo because she just goes, next year, you're fine. Business, money, and love, you can do that next year.
This year's a loss.
Yeah, this year is just going to suck the whole thing. And Saba goes, Akin, he has to go. She's like, how dare you? Because
she's just like, Akin has to go. Dump him.
Yeah. Saba's over.
So then, and everyone's wondering where Brooks is, but it turns out she had some cheese because she was starving and she's lactose intolerant. So she's throwing up in the bathroom. And now it's time for Chanel's. These are all very generic. It's like, oh, you're very busy and you're confused. And Chanel's like, oh, that is so true. I am so busy and I'm often confused. I'm like, wow. Wow, really, really a very specific prediction about your life there.
So then Stanberry is like, how old are you anyway? Let's get back to that storyline. She's like, shut up. This woman just made me feel good. And Lisa's like, well, actually, the dentist sent me the records. Dun, dun, dun. So now she tells us that she's going to share the results tonight. She's so excited. So then we get to Lean's reading and the lady's like, you are smart. You are loyal. And be careful. Don't trust with woman. She makes you always sadness. And Talene's like, guys. She told me don't trust ever woman. She makes me sadness. Guys, did you hear that? That's what she said. Makes me sadness. A woman. Who could that be? A woman makes me sad.
Cut to Brooks vomiting again. She goes, Tony, I was just projectile vomiting. I need you to make my face look fresh. Because today I proved I should not joke around with my lactose intolerance.
I'm glad we keep getting shots of the bathroom then, door while this lady is like just unloading.
Yeah. So then the reader, she reads Stanberry's palm and she goes, okay, you're independent and you're going to have one boy, a baby. And Stanberry's like, oh my God, I've got a boy on ice. I'm not sure I like this at all.
And Chanel goes, when is it coming to life? Because it's in the freezer. So then she's like, oh, God, we've got enough problems tonight. Please don't ruin my night with thoughts of little baby Sergio's running around saying, baby, 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 honey, honey, come on, honey, 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 honey. His first word's going
to
be honey.
I don't even want to tell this news to Sergio because then he's going to be like, well, now we have to have it. He's disgusting. Why don't I marry that fool? So then Lisa's like, Lisa's skeptical, but she's like, no, I'm going to, she does it anyway. And Lisa says, well, now I know that this palm reader isn't even like, it's 100% fake because like that baby is not coming, not at all. So Brooks joins.
By the way, praying to idols at a tourist destination, bad, but psychics are okay. So it's interesting what's religious and what's not.
So Lisa's reading is, please control your emotion and don't keep something negative in your heart. And you're very busy and open your heart and open your mind. Okay. These could be fortune cookies.
Yeah, I need something more. I need my person to be like, you're going to be famous and you're going to get dick. That's what I need to hear. I don't want to just hear fabulous.
I want to hear, the board game you supported that you backed on Kickstarter is arriving on August 23rd. I need specifics, okay? I'm like, do I need to be home that day?
At least give
I need to be home on August 23rd?
At least give me a delivery update, you know, like Hungry Root's on the way. You know, something.
Purely for tracking status on packages. What is my mom telling me about my Amazon package?
Something tangible. Do not order the round doorknobs. They are going to be a week late and throw off everything in your remodel.
This lady also just keeps on telling everyone to like control their emotions. She keeps on saying like, and you just like control, everything's good, but just control emotions, which is her way of saying, yeah, I'm staying two villas down and I can hear you guys at late at night. I'm trying to get some sleep. So let's keep it in.
I was going to say, who trained this psychic, the patriarchy?
You ladies don't have
please
emotions.
Keep your emotions in check. Yeah, please smile more. You would be so much prettier if you just smiled more.
No podcast with shirtless athlete.
You're doing great in your life, Toots. Wait a minute. Did that psychic just slap me on the ass?
It's cultural. So now it's time. So she's done. It's cute. And now it's time for dinner. And they're going to have Ion's age reveal. So they bring out a tray of cupcakes. And the cupcakes all have candles with numbers on them. And she has to guess. And basically what it turns out to be is that Chanel's age is somewhere between 45 and 50, which means Sandberry's like, you're 50. The range is 50 to 50. You're 50/75. Congratulations. You're older than all of us.
Also, while we're complaining about people with jobs on this show, what the fuck kind of thing is this? You studied my teeth to give me a five-year range? A five-year range? There's a big difference between 45 and 50. You can't just say between 45 and 50. I need to hear 50. I mean, how many rings are on the tree, goddammit? That's what I want
to
know.
Is it, like, ethical to do something like this and then give the results to a different person? Like, is that...
Yeah, what happened to the doctor-patient privilege?
Yeah. So Chanel says that her birth certificate says that she's 42, but she's like, yeah, I could be 50. So Stanberry's like, you're 50. You're an old hag. You're dumb and stupid and past your prime. God, it feels good to be the baby in the group.
And what's her face? Ion's like, I don't care because I know she'll get a facelift before me.
True.
So, and she's right because like 2 weeks later, Stanberry goes for it. She goes to town.
Then they're eating and Sandberry's just like wasted and she's just like laughing and food's coming out of her mouth at the end of the table, which is great. She's like, fuck the boarding schools. And Lisa's like, you know, guys, this holiday has been amazing. And as a friend group, we've had our ups and our downs, but there have been more ups than downs. And like that made my soul and my heart so happy, even though you're all bitches for not wearing those dresses.
And listen, I know that this is Sarah now talking. I know that we're not working at an Applebee's together because I would never. But I want to say one thing that busboys and waiters say to each other constantly, and they learned it from upper management, which is this. Ladies, we are all family here. And if you have time to lean, you have time to clean. And if your name is Talene, please don't lean before you clean, Talene. Which actually, God, I love that. I'm going to go into a poetry contest, a poetry podcast, and make about 50K.
It's almost like we're in a neighborhood and we're feeling good. We're feeling good in the neighborhood. So,
ding, 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 ding. You know what? Here's what we're like as friends. We can stand together, we can look each other in the eye, and we can honestly say to one another, I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back.
Ribs. Hold on, a toast.
I want my ding, baby ding, back.
A toast.
Baby?
BK, have it your way.
Wait, please, everybody stop. Hold the pickles. Hold the lettuce.
Special orders don't upset us.
Everyone.
All we ask is that you let us have it your way. Have it your way. Have it your way. Thank you.
We have the meats. That was Arby's. That was Arby's. Just want to clarify.
Hold on. I'm so sorry. Sergio, did Caroline just answer a penis? Be quiet. It's cultural. Sergio, what is it? What can I do for you?
I heard you singing my favorite song, and I've been singing it too over here, so I thought I would call you.
What is it, Sergio?
I want my baby back, my baby back, my baby back. Give me my baby back. Please, baby, honey, 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 honey.
Well, it's appropriate please. That you would sing that jingle because chili is exactly how my vagina feels when I see your face.
Well, then good. It'll be the perfect temperature to put our ice sun in. Please, baby, please.
You've reached my voicemail again. I wasn't actually talking to you.
Oh, no.
Please leave a message after the beep unless you're you.
No.
Goodbye.
So Brooks is like, Stabber, if you do not put down that wiener, I'm going to drink a cup of milk and poop all over your face.
So then she's just cracking up with her big penis thing. And Talene's like, this trip wasn't perfect. What trip is? Am I right? But I'm just so happy that Brooks and I are okay and we can move forward. It could not have ended better. I'm shocked. I still don't believe it. But guess what? I was also shocked when Cinderella found a fucking husband from leaving her shoe at a ball. I mean, that's crazy, right? But it happened. It's history. So here we
are. Let me tell you something. If I tried to run away from a ball, they'd catch me within 5 seconds, but only because I would have attached a parachute to my back. So... Gotta get your exercise in anywhere, even if it's after midnight.
I mean, Cinderella, really, if I had been running a gym in this country when Cinderella was around, she never ever would have had that story. It would have just been girl tries to run, man catches her, man gets some parachute residue on his face, boom, the end. Here, I found your shoe, go ahead and go
home. Do they make toe shoes in glass? Just wondering.
So then Brooks is like, hey, I've got a party outside for you. Let's go have a good time. So she's made a party outside and there's DJ lighting and everybody starts dancing. And Brooks is talking about how happy she is that she came.
I never thought by the end of the trip I'd be toasting wood penises with Stepberry Celine, but here we are. Here we are with Zoo. We're having a good time to go.
And they're all waxing poetic. Chanel saying, no, we are sisters for life. We argue, we go dirty, we drag each other with love. And Lisa's like, well, you know, even though Ayan and I had the worst fight we ever had, we're moving on. You know, I'm forgiven, but not forgotten. Everyone's like just being like, but we're sisters, we're sisters. And then Caroline's like, well, I definitely let my hair down on this trip, and I couldn't behave this way if Sergio had been beside me. He would have dragged me home by my hair. He's pathetic. I hate him. I never want to see his face ever again. Like, I like that that's her takeaway, how much she hates Sergio.
Everyone else is like, we're sisters. Oh, my God. We've bonded so much. We're amazing. Guys, I love you. I love you. And it just, the little circles closing on Caroline's face, like, I hope that Sergio dies while I'm away.
Who wants to burn this poster of Sergio? In sisterhood.
Sergio's gross. You know, one thing that I've come to on this trip is I've really started to think about ways that I could truly find happiness. And I've decided I'm going to go home and start negging Sergio and calling him fat. Seeing if I can get him to go on a diet for no reason. God, that sounds fun.
Throw small queer legs at his face. Just because.
Well, I hope that you're prepared for him to have terrible patterns all over his face. What are you talking about? I'm sorry, I thought you said you were going to throw some gay legs at his
face.
Hi. Padma Lakshmi, get out of here. Get out of my goddamn show, woman.
Hi, I'm here on the vacation too. Surprise, it's me, television's Padma Lakshmi, here to promote my latest special called What's the Deal with Poor People? Am I right? Wait, I have a question. Did we ever talk about this, Padma? Do you ever see the clip of Padma doing stand-up like from last month?
No, I saw that she did it, but this I didn't know there was a clip of it.
This is literally what it was. What was she it? Had it like on her own Instagram. It's like, the caption was like, dear comedic people of New York City, thank you so much for allowing me to express myself and fall on my face, haha, doing stand-up. Here it is. And so it's her saying, well, I have a daughter. She's going to be a teenager. I'm about to hit menopause. Here are the differences between going into menopause and about to being a teenager. I have hot flashes. she loves boys. I'm like, wow, I'm getting old. She's like, Mom, you're getting old. Thank you so much for coming to my comedy routine.
She has TikTok, and I have a watch that goes TikTok. It's crazy.
She just bought a binder, and I have many very famous friends. The differences are astounding.
She's against bullying, and I'm pro-Gale. Wait a minute.
She loves doing that viral TikTok dance to Apple. And I'm like, why are you doing a tribute to Gail's body?
She loves Harry Styles, and Gail has no styles.
She is young and beautiful, and Gail's Gail. I don't know. I'm running out of content here.
Is there a red light? Is there a red light? Oh, no, I'm sorry. The only red light going off right now is the stoplight at the dress bar and trying to get Gail from buying another dress.
You know what's funny about menopause? It features a word that Gail never applies for eating. Pause!
I've never seen more men pause than at bars that Gail's sitting at.
You know what's funny about a hot flash? It perfectly describes how long food lasts in Gail's presence. It's a hot flash.
Wow. I'm starting to sweat in here for no reason. Did someone just bring a tray of meat in front of Gail?
Gail's been so mean to me ever since I started entering menopause. It must be because I have no more eggs for her.
I wanted to have another baby, but Gail ate all my eggs.
I'm going through menopause. Gail's just swimming through mashed potatoes again.
All right, well, that brings us to the end of Real Housewives of Dubai. It's been a great time, so guys. Fun. We'll be back for another podcast any second now, like literally within the next 5 minutes.
Well, we're about to do a bonus episode where we do a trailer trash of the new Roni trailer, so...
That's true.
Y'all stick around for that, okay?
Yeah, we'll be back with that. Talk about the new season of Real Housewives of New York City. Until then, we will talk to you guys next
time. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sipped Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. We want to hang with Liz Lang. Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish. It's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Dan Taberski. In 2011, something strange began to happen at the high school in Leroy, New York.
I was like at my locker and she came up to me and she was like stuttering super bad. I'm like, stop f***ing around. She's like, I can't.
A mystery illness, bizarre symptoms, and spreading fast.
It's like doubling and tripling and it's all these girls.
With a diagnosis, the state tried to keep on the down low.
Everybody thought I was holding something back.
Well, you were holding something back intentionally.
Yeah.
No, it's hysteria. It's all in your head. It's not physical. You're exaggerating.
Is this the largest mass hysteria since the witches of Salem? Or is it something else entirely?
Something's wrong here. Something's not right.
Leroy was the new Dateline, and everyone was trying to solve the murder.
A new limited series from Wondery and Pineapple Street Studios. Hysterical. Follow Hysterical on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Hysterical early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.